Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi there. It's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Thursday, January 16th. Let's dive in and see what you missed this morning. Looking for your husband or looking for dad?
Where's dad? Well, go to the locked bathroom and he's probably just hiding out in there.
That's exactly what he's doing. There's a study that's kind of resurfaced that found that about 1,000 men were surveyed, and they found that on average, annually, a man will spend 7 hours each year taking refuge in the bathroom.
You know, and he's not pooping every time.
Away from his family. And this is the guys that'll admit it.
Out
of the 1,000, that I'm sure more would do it, but I'm not admitting that.
It's kind of like with the length of certain things. You know, you have to add two or three or subtract two or three. Probably should add two or three to this one.
The mirror in my car says objects in the mirror could be larger than they appear. And I've said that for years.
They say what is more interestingly enough is that 23% of these men found that they consider the bathroom as their safe place. It's just, I want 5 minutes alone, please. 5 minutes.
Yeah. What's it going to take? Yeah. You know?
We're all doing a big vacuuming mistake. If you empty your vacuum's canister often, but you don't clean the air filter, you got a problem. There's a repairman who says that plug filters can lead to an overworked motor, which will cause the motor to eventually burn out sooner. And either have to replace the motor or you have to buy a new vacuum cleaner. And they basically say what you should be doing is taking out your canister to the garage and use the shop vac.
The old shop vac, yeah.
And give it a good cleaning. They also talk about to reduce the amount of dust in your house. You'll want to go side to side and then go over the same area up and down or back and forth.
Yeah, like a fancy mowing job on Wrigley Field.
Think of yourself as a Karate Kid. And you're training yourself.
Wax on, wax off?
Vacuum left, but then the lines, when it's done, though,
it's so rewarding. Like, you can tell when it's done and your house looks clean because you've done the lines the right way.
It's best when someone else does it.
That's true.
That is true.
It's like a sandwich. Somehow a sandwich always tastes better when someone else makes it.
That's so true.
That's so true, too.
We found that Apple may be changing, getting rid of the lightning cord. They may have to.
We were not pleased. I would like to point that out. Everybody in the room was like, seriously? Once again? Well, what do I do with a mile of old cable I've got?
Yeah, remember we had the 30-pin connector. That was with the iPods. And then the iPhones came out and had the same connector, which was great because you could use it like that. And then in 2012, they changed it to the lightning cord. And that was a better way for the phone to charge and to transfer data and everything. Well, in 2014, all the major manufacturers came up with something called the USB-C or the USB-C cord. And basically, it works like a lightning cord. It is actually faster than any other way of transferring data.
So it charges your phone. It charges the phone faster and passes more data.
Yes. Yeah. And it isn't like a normal USB. When you in or out, you can reverse it anyway.
Okay.
And it kind of works like a lightning cord. But the problem is that Apple has, you know, intellectual rights for the lightning cord, and they don't really want to let it go. This is becoming a problem in the European Union, or they feel it's a problem, because they want to standardize all these cords so that it's this way or that way. It's kind of like, you know, we're standardizing driving on this side of the road, or, you know.
I got you. So
red and mean stop.
Apple might have to go along with Europe on this.
If the European Union does make that a mandate in order for Apple to sell phones, yes, they're going to have to do that. And probably they'll make it a global thing because it's expensive to have two separate varieties of phone.
You know, Apple's pretty big, though. Maybe Apple will try to break up the European Union.
Maybe. Maybe they'll buy it.
Yeah.
If anybody could, they could, I suppose.
That's right.
Maybe they'll get together with Amazon and do that.
App exit.
The koala challenge. I love this. This is a pretty cool little challenge. You know, you had the ice bucket challenge. Unfortunately, kids thought that the Tide Pod challenge was smart.
The cinnamon challenge.
cinnamon one as well. This one actually is okay, and this one actually could benefit Australia because of the koala bear. And you've seen that the fires, they say they have wiped out at least a quarter of the population of a very endangered koala. And this is kind of the challenge. Now, it's a marsupial. It's not a bear. But it doesn't really like to be on the ground. It likes to be up in trees. So imagine with how the Koala Challenge will work is you need to go to your gym, and you need to find one of those workout weight benches, the ones that are flat.
Yeah, that you do like the bench presses on, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. And the idea is for you to lay on your stomach and see if you can shift your entire body to the underside of the bench and then reemerge on the top on the other side without ever touching the floor.
Almost like a sloth, too. Mm-hmm. You know, the way a sloth hangs upside down?
Yeah, the way they hang on. Yeah,
but
sure.
You want to circumnavigate the bench from the top all the way to the bottom, back to the top again. Video it. And you tag this certain company, and they'll give $5 to Koala Relief.
Yeah, they'll give it to it's sorry, I just lost it here. It's
a FitAid. It's a beverage company. Yeah. FitAid. FitAid.
Yeah, hashtag it FitAid and hashtag Koala Challenge, and they'll donate, which I think is pretty awesome and incredible.
I just sent this information to my gym. I'm going, let's get everybody, the trainers, everybody involved with this. It's a great viral thing too, mm-hmm. and hopefully it'll go. Like the ice bucket challenge, you know?
Let's hope so.
Why not?
We found out that whole nuts have fewer calories than previously thought.
I love this. This is so cool because I've known for years when I started to lose weight again that seven almonds are 50 calories, which means, you know, just count count your almonds. Don't just take handfuls of them. But apparently, you don't digest all the almond and you don't consume all the calories that are in those seven almonds.
So how we found out with calories is it all came down to the food label. Because that you need to put on the food label how many calories are in this particular item,
and that's new this year. You're going to see the calories.
Well, they revamped the nutritional information on the food packages, and also changed how you calculate calories. So this kind of revisited everything being retested for calories, and what they found was exactly as you said, Storm, that. That the nuts have a lot of the good fats and has a lot of good protein, but the problem is that your body isn't digesting them when you're eating them whole.
Yeah,
a lot of it doesn't get digested, so therefore the calorie count is a little higher than what you're actually getting.
Because some of the nutrients are actually passing through before your body actually takes the nutrients out.
What they found was cashews actually have 16%. These are whole, not smashed up, but whole cashews had 16% fewer calories. Walnuts had 21% fewer calories, and your almonds had 32% fewer calories than we thought.
And that's significant. I mean, 32%.
Yeah.
Storm used to make those fruit plates, and I would always sort of just eat a couple of them because I was always afraid like the fruit would be healthy and there are too many calories. That's when I was counting them. So now I can at least add a few more to the plate.
Mm-hmm. It's good fat, too.
It is good fat. So, by the way, the calorie count would be accurate if the nut is smashed or if it's like an almond milk where the hard
like
casing
butter.
Is out.
Yeah, nut butter. You're getting all of it, yeah.
And then finally, we learned about the cheapest weekends to travel in 2020. This is information from Hotwire. They've actually looked at historical data, and they found the cheapest weekend for you to get away, at least for the hotels. And believe it or not, a lot of them falling on some holidays because so many holidays this year fall on Fridays or Saturdays.
Right.
So, for instance, in the month of January, they say January 31st through February 2nd will be the cheapest weekend you can escape in the month of January. February comes in February 28th through March 1st.
All right.
And then it goes through the actual months and everything. But then you start getting into July 3rd through the 5th.
The July 4th holiday.
But the July 4th holiday actually would be the cheapest one in the month of July.
That seems strange.
That's
for some
impressive.
Reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. November 27th through the 29th. Of course, that would be your Thanksgiving in the middle of that. And then we just missed Christmas. This cheapest weekend would be December 18th through the 20th.
All right. Well, that's pretty good if you're planning ahead for a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
That's some good numbers to know. We've got all that information up at KTK985.com.
That is. And that's our show for today. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hold your applause. For Thursday, January 16th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
Remember, the sun is always shining.
Bye. Happy Friday. Thursday. Tomorrow. I'm getting excited.
I'm with you, Janie.
Happy Thursday.
These 5-day work weeks are killer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.